Welcome to the Knocking Down Walls podcast. I am your host, P.L. Brown. In light of recent events transpiring at our nation's capital, the word for today is sedition. Sedition. According to Merriam-Webster, sedition is the incitement of resistance to or insurrection against lawful authority. Oxford Language Dictionary says sedition is conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarch. Our nation's second commander-in-chief, President John Adams, passed the Sedition Act of 1798 while America was involved in an antagonizing entanglement with France. The Sedition Act sought to permit the deportation, fine, or imprisonment of anyone publishing false, scandalous, or malicious writing, which could be threatening to the government of the United States. At the time of the Sedition Act's creation, American democracy was fairly new. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people was still considered by the world a grand experiment. Our government is a series of interlocking agreements between human beings to follow the law governing our ideas of citizenry. These agreements are undergirded by trust in each other to abide by these agreements. The loyalty of this country was scattered between those who laid flesh on the line to make us free and those who still wanted an outside ruling entity. A nation with the notion that everyone, even its rulers, are equal in the eyes of the law was considered a fragile anomaly. President Adams was cognizant that at such an early stage of our republic, the power of words could unravel the loyalty and trust upon which our entire system stands. The fear President Adams and others held is that influential members of the government or press were sympathetic to the French and would sow public discord which could lead to war. The opponents of the Sedition Act noted that the potential of prosecuting sedition was also to hinder free speech. Tyrants could use the term sedition to encapsulate any speech that was critical to themselves or the government. Charges of sedition could be used to jail opposition and maintain power. An example of this malicious use occurred during the summer of 2020 when U.S. Attorney General William Barr called for Black Lives Matter protesters and lawless rioters to be charged with sedition. The Sedition Act of 1798 was repealed when Thomas Jefferson defeated President John Adams in the election of 1800. To better understand how sedition would be applied in our current context, we must examine how the Department of Justice defines the term. U.S. Code Title 18, Number 2384, describes the offense of seditious conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory, or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States, contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Now, let us mentally travel back to the events of Thursday, January 6th, 2021. The members of the United States House of Representatives and Senate, along with the Vice President of the United States, were gathered in our nation's Capitol building to execute the certification of our presidential election. This administrative act counts the votes put forth by the Electoral College and signals the legitimacy of our process. This is another step in the peaceful transition of power where our elected leaders from around the country gather to show us all that we can put aside partisanship for the good of the Republic. Much like everything else that has happened in the last 4 years, Donald Trump and his minions have succeeded in turning a simple piece of process into a platform for hate and violence.
That's right, guys. That's the message. These guys better fight for Trump.
So, let's have trial by combat.
We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them.
These words sent an angry mob of unmasked MAGA maggots marching upon our nation's capital in the middle of a global pandemic, carrying a smattering of Trump banners and Confederate battle flags. These rioters laid siege unto the building where our lawmakers were certifying our presidential elections. For 2 hours, Washington, D.C. looked like a war zone. Rioters fought with police, destroyed property, and laid pipe bombs at both the DNC and RNC offices. The rioters erected a noose on Capitol grounds and searched the building for a victim. Some lawmakers were whisked away into secure locations, while others were sitting in the council chambers praying the fortification and the Capitol Police were enough to hold off the mob. 6 people died, dozens were injured, and the psyche of the world was permanently scarred as a result of this rebellion. This death total includes the murder and the suicide of 2 Capitol Police officers who acted as the thin blue lies protecting our democratically elected leaders. This never should have happened. Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump Jr., and anyone who urged the mob to advance on our Capitol should be charged with sedition or treason. To those of you that doubt the power of words, remember that with the 719 words of the Emancipation Proclamation, Lincoln freed the slaves. With the 1,458 words written in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers severed our colonial ties to England and began the bloody struggle to found a new nation. With the potency of the presidency, the power, words carry the weight of lethality. To be careless with such deadly power is why we don't allow children to play with guns. Just like with guns, words backed with power can lead to the end of life, liberty, and one's ability to pursue happiness. This episode is dedicated to our frontline workers, putting their lives on the line to preserve life so that we may all pursue happiness. Sedition was inspired by an inquiry by Dr. Lockhart. If you have a term that you would like to find, email us at knockingdownwallspodcast@gmail.com.